Thank you for tuning in to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. As you all know, we generally broadcasting from Rosie on the House Global Headquarters in Central Arizona. Today, we're broadcasting live from a beautiful community of Pella, Iowa. I've said it a couple times during the show so far. It's like the community at Stepford Wives in that every single thing is absolutely perfectly in place. But it lives like Mayberry, with the exception that in the last few days I've been here, I've yet to find the town drunk Otis.
They are very 30, proud.
30 churches and three bars.
The 10-to-1 church to bar ratio is a pride point
here. And 15 community parks. All right, we've been running a little contest all Saturday morning here. We're trying to get you, the Arizona callers, Arizona homeowners, to name the one character in Arizona history, law enforcement, who had their childhood here in Pella, Iowa. So,
John.
It's done.
It's done.
I want to keep it going.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Everyone knows now.
We told the first person that would post in the correct answer would win a chocolate basket from Soretta Chocolate Factory. Do I have to drive to some foreign part of Arizona, or is it somewhere close?
Glendale is it's actually on Glendale.
I wonder where the winner is, though. Where do I have to go deliver it? Jennifer says it is Phoenix, and she's checking right now. So it's Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many correct answers did we get, 30, 40, 30 or 40?
Something in that neighborhood.
I have to put together 30 gift baskets? 30 or 40? I do? You do? Honey, sweetheart, please.
But from 1950 to 1964, Wyatt Earp lived in Pella, Iowa.
Oh, really? And he from 1950 to 1964?
He was really? 2 years old when he... 18. I was just making sure you were listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm tuned in, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. He was two when they moved into the home that was on the postcard. I don't know if he was originally born, but for 14 years, they were in that that home that's a registered historical marker.
Right off the square in downtown Pella. So there you are. We're answering any question you have about a home improvement or remodeling at your house, home, castle, or cabin. Where you're listening to us in Arizona, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. The call load, the topic, preponderously has been windows today, because we are broadcasting from the number one largest manufacturing window facility of the Pella family of factories. They have 10 throughout the country, 100% American made. I've been a, you know, people, can I get on a soapbox here just for a minute? Can I just climb up on the Rosie soapbox here for 1 minute? People ask me all the time, how is it something becomes Rosie certified? And is it really as tough as I make it sound? Well, why don't you ask the 417 companies that are waiting to get certified how tough it is. People ask me all the time, does somebody just have to write a check to get in? Pella's been a sponsor of this program. I want to say it's been about 8 or 9 years, maybe a decade, 10 years. The show's been on 26 years. And I will tell you that many window companies came to us in those first 15 years and wanted to know if they could sponsor the program. And I said, you know, I'm not comfortable having my name associated with brand names I'm not familiar with. And the only window I've been buying for all these years is the Pella brand. Let's just wait and see if Pella ever gets interested. And so we bided our time. I did the same thing with the auto dealership that currently sponsors the show as well. I had many, everybody knows I drive a Ford. I'm very committed to the Ford brand. Many people knew that I was a Ford. Many Ford dealers came to us and asked. And I said, you know what? There's only one Ford dealership I've ever bought any vehicle at. I've been buying there for 25 years. Let's wait and see if they ever get interested. Well, I don't know what happened, but about the same time Sanderson Ford got interested in sponsoring the show, Pella called us and said, you know, you've been a customer of ours for a long time. Would you ever consider letting us advertise on your show? And I said, yes, you're the only window company I'll allow to advertise on our show. It's not to say that there aren't other good windows, but I'll tell you this, it's the only brand of windows you're ever going to get my name associated with. In the price points and the product lines that they have right now, they absolutely cover every product line or material frame and glazing option that you would need for your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Okay, so I'll get off my soapbox. We'll get back to your house in Arizona at 1-888-767-4348. We're very pleased to have Miss Kathy Krafka-Harkema here, who has been our hostess the last few days here at Pella. I just can't tell you how humbled and honored I am with how y'all have treated us here. It has been an absolute joy. Thanks for doing so much.
Well, we appreciate you being here in Pella, Iowa, and we want to let the Rosie listeners know that if you'd like to see the behind-the-scenes look at how Rosie and Romy and Jennifer got to explore the inside story of Pella Windows and Doors, go to the Rosie on the House Facebook page, and also come to our Pella Windows and Doors Facebook page next week, because you will literally see we had them hiking over 40 acres, and they were troopers. They saw the inside story of how we build that quality and energy efficiency into our Pella Windows and Doors.
And you snapped 20-to-1 pictures I did, so I can't wait to see myself.
I actually took pictures of you taking pictures.
we saw truckloads of raw material coming in from the Northwest, ponderosa pine, sugar pine. I saw stacks of some mahogany. I saw some stacks of oak, some gorgeous wood, saw the raw wood coming in, and saw every single step involved from converting that raw material into a finished Pella product, even right up until the wrapping, packaging, loading of the trucks, going out. I think they were loading up a load for Oklahoma City, weren't they, when we were in the logistics department?
And cities all across the country and North America. And you even saw our shake, rattle, and roll test of how we test the packaging to make sure that those Pella windows and doors are protected as they roll down the highways.
Through the pothole-laden freeway system that we have.
That's right, and that's why we put the packaging to the test
to
protect those beautiful Pella windows and doors.
Well, Miss Kathy, thank you so much for all you did for us while we were here.
Thank you, and check us out on Facebook, and also you can learn more about those beautiful Pella windows and doors for your own home at Pella.com.
Fantastic, and I want to talk this hour about why Pella, in particular about why Pella in Arizona. And for the Arizona homeowners, what is the difference? What makes the difference? You know, they were founded in 1925 as actually a screen company. It was a hideaway, spring-loaded, roll-away screen that actually started this company, and they didn't start building windows until 1936. They have 145 patents to their corporate name and credit. They have 1.8 million square feet of factory under roof. They're only made in America. And Romy, I don't know what your favorite part of the tour was, but the research and development laboratory I just thought was absolutely incredible.
It was fun. I really liked the saws where everything was chopped. That smell of fresh cut wood.
Especially sugar pine. There's nothing like the smell of sugar pine sawdust.
The aroma during that whole section of the tour were, and it was pretty incredible. They would take these slots of timber and they would measure, okay, how do we cut it most efficiently? Any waste was then captured and sent to the chipper, which goes to this big vacuum of 160 tons. And then even when they're done with their length, any salvageable piece they'll put through another process where they finger join them together. So the amount of wood waste, we'll have to bring our experts in, but they're above the minimum standard for the LEED certification just because of how well they use the wood planks that come in. Was impressive.
And the wall of safety awards that they've won. The only thing more impressive with the cutoff saw operation was every one of those operators. I don't know how many were across those two banks. There were probably 15 different saw operators. Every one of them had 10 fingers. And 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. That's what's surprising. Because, I mean, they were going through some lumber, man. And those blades never stopped.
I would like a saw blade that activates by knee.
Yeah, and you like
little,
that, huh?
A little knee nudge and it goes. That was cool.
Here are a couple things that particularly impressed me. Before we bring in the actual Pella experts, I want to talk about where my heart and my mind were touched. You know, every window manufacturer has to go through a certification process where they establish what the R value is of the glazing package that they're putting in, what the R value is of the frame package that the glass is mounted in, a thing called fenestration, which is how tight the window seals against wind and dust. That's very important for Arizona homeowners. And many window manufacturers, to get that particular certification, take a particular window off the assembly line, and they fine-tune it and submit it to the laboratory for certification. Pella, and only Pella, will go to the factory floor take seven products off the floor, submit all seven. As they're being manufactured, not specially tweaked, not specially handled by the actual assembly line that's there every single day, they'll submit seven. And if all seven don't come back certified, they do a failure analysis to find out why, and they don't accept the certification. It's a program they call 7 of 7. It is so far above the industry certification standard, it stands alone in the industry as one of the reasons I'm proud to associate my name with Pella. The research and development segments I thought were impressive is they've got the lifetime cycles, replication. What do they call, babe, what did they call that one, the door slammer?
The angry girlfriend
machine. Yeah, it slammed the door. The door had to go through thousands of cycles of being slammed. The locks and the lock sets go through thousands of lifetime cycles before they're considered good enough to be used on the Pella brand. Frost and condensation lab, the thermal stress chamber. They walked us into a chamber that was minus 40 below, and then right next door in the very next chamber, it was 160 degrees above. They had the solar thermal simulator that exposed the products to UV rays and how long we could expect the product to stay. They had the hurricane simulator. They had that Pella projectile missile machine that I got to pull the trigger on and send a 2x4 across the distance of the laboratory floor and bust into a concrete block at 35 miles an hour.
I thought
I was going to be throwing like tennis balls out of that machine or something. When that eight foot two by four came out of the cylinder and flew across the room, what was my first comment?
I want one
of these. Folks, when we get back, we'll be talking more about any project you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, as well as bring in our experts from the Arizona Pella stores and corporate offices. Our number here, 1-888-767-4348.